Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by the bullpen coach. He's back to being the bullpen coach, I guess.
Yeah.
That is Matt Hergis. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Marty?
Yeah, very, very good. We're at that time in the year. People get tired, even though we're past the halfway point in games. This All-Star break, for some reason, people just can't wait to get to it.
Right. You know, it is. It's not the true grind of the season, but you can start feeling it. And whenever there's a break, that All-Star break, a four-day like we have this year, you can't help but to look forward to it. You really can't. So ultimately, as a player, we're fine. But as a player, you've got to battle that. You've got to fight. Okay, listen, we have three games left. These games mean everything. And then we can deal with the All-Star break. But you've got to fight the temptation to just kind of almost cruise into it.
Yeah, no, well said. I can feel it. Just get this weekend over with, and boy, you got a nice week off of baseball, pretty much. One of your relievers, though, one of the best in baseball now, going to the All-Star game. That's Will Smith. Did you see it coming with him?
Well, I think we recognize who he is in terms of 21 out of or 22 out of 22. Last year Smitty came in here as, you know, we'll see how his arm holds up. He's coming off Tommy John. We can put him in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning maybe. Hunter Strickland goes down with a hand injury, and next thing you know, Smitty's just taken off. And even when Stricky came back, it was kind of a deal like, listen, Stricky, this kid's doing really good, and we can't pull him out of this, you know, the spot that we have him. So he's taken off. I mean, Smitty, the intangibles are off the charts with him. He is a guy. He's a closer that has elite command.
Okay.
Now he's got. We all know about a slider. It strikes everybody out. It's a swing and a miss pitch. But what he does so well is he gets strike one, and he just pounds. He knows in his mind. He's even said it. Listen. Command over stuff wins every time. So he believes in that. It's not like he's a cerebral guy. He's not out there just pumping it. There's thought, and there's, you know, there's command, and that's honestly the best closers. That's what they do.
Boy, Matt Hergis with us. Always enjoy talking ball with you. Someone asked me the other day, and it's been talked about on TV, why do relievers vary from year to year so much? Now, some don't, and we had the core four here for a number of years. They were pretty steady, and of course, all the playoffs. But in general, a relief pitcher, you say, we hope he's okay next year. Why is that?
Well, you know, I will say this to before I answer that. The Giants fans had something. I don't know if they really knew what they had, but the core four, that doesn't happen often. So we kind of got spoiled as Giants fans. That being said, Boch does a really good job of not abusing the guys, you know? So oftentimes you have a guy that maybe has 75, back then, 75, 80 appearances. You don't know how he's going to come back.
Yeah.
But we do our best. Boch does his best, and everyone in the front office, of managing their workload. And it's very important because the teams you guys are going to the postseason every year, and those three long ones, it can get really hard on a reliever. It just does. And thankfully, everybody bounced back. Everybody stayed in shape. They're all ultimate professionals. And I think that's what we have here now is guys that everything they do, whether it's before the game, during the game, after the game, the next morning, their sleep, everything they do is preparing to pitch tonight. And that's dependable. That's when you can say, okay, I can depend on him. He's going to do the right thing every time, and he's going to be ready to pitch. Now, we're going to take the ball away from him sometimes. Like, listen, you've pitched 4 out of 6. You're down tonight. Or we say you're the end of the line. So maybe you'll pitch before Pablo pitches. But we don't want to use you tonight. And that's something that I think is very important, and we put a premium on that. Listen, we know what we have. It's the strength of our team. And managing their workload it's of paramount importance.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, getting a guy up and not using him. Of course, someone has used 75 games, but what if they got up another 20 times and you didn't use him? I don't see that happening much with you guys.
No, I do think that, I'll bring up Jim Brouwer, an old giant.
Sure.
1 year he had 89 appearances, and I think we counted. I may exaggerate this. This may be embellished, but I want to say there might have been 9 games during the whole year that we remember him not getting up at least. So, again, that next year, was difficult for him. Yeah. He wasn't the same guy. It happened to me one year. The Dodgers said, you know what, we're going to go with somebody else. We're going to trade you to Montreal. It was after, I think, maybe a 75 appearance deal. Again, the workload management, it's kind of on us. Okay. It is. It's on us. It's on us. We're the stewards of their health. Yeah. And again, when you have a group like this that prepares, that works their butts off every day to last, to not just, you know, eke along. No, they're lasting. They're strong every time out. Yeah. And again, with Boch's management of the bullpen, which he's always been known as being a really, really good manager of that, we're proud of who we have here.
Yeah. No, he's done this before. He's got his sixth inning guy, seventh inning guy, eighth inning guy, ninth inning guy. The save can come at any time, and he does it really well. And if you look at his championships, it's always been with a good bullpen. All right, Matt Hurd just with us. A little bit of baseball. All-Star Game is coming up. Mm-hmm. Are you a home run derby guy or the game guy?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm whatever I can get because I got three young ones, and they're really active. So if we have nothing on Home Run Derby night, I'm watching Home Run Derby. If we have nothing on the game night, I'm watching the game. I'll even watch the Futures game if I can. Okay. It's one of those things where I don't ever really shut it down. I still want to be, you know, connected, even though it's 4 days and I'm at home. I still kind of want to feel connected because when you want to get to the point where I can't wait to get back. And that's kind of what happens in the off season. Shoot, come right after Christmas is over, you start itching. And that's kind of how I feel with the All-Star game and the All-Star break. So, I don't know, I'm excited about it.
The other thing is a lot of players go on rehab. We've seen a lot of, and you hear the stories when they come back. Boy, you should have seen that in-game entertainment they did in the minor leagues. Now, you were at Oklahoma City for a while, and I know you've had a long baseball career bouncing around a little bit. How about your favorite in-game entertainment in the minor leagues?
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy one for me. I played in San Antonio. The Dodgers had our AA affiliate in San Antonio for years. And they had this puffy taco guy. He had a big puffy taco outfit. It was a restaurant in town. And he'd run around the bases, and someone would come out of the dugout and absolutely pummel him, like clothesline. And we usually use our biggest guy. Now, nowadays, it would be like, hold on, no one's doing that. You might get hurt. But then it was like, no, we're gonna pummel this guy. And he loved it. I mean, there's times he'd walk off the field bleeding. The puffy taco.
All right, very good. What are you going to do over the break?
I'm going to just relax at home with the kids. My oldest is playing some summer ball, so I'm going to get some of that action in. And my youngest is doing some quarterback training. So,
really?
So I'll be busy.
Oh, very good. All right, Matt, always a pleasure. Matt Hurgis. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Marty. My pleasure.
Very good. No, it's a pleasure to talk baseball with him. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.